Hi, I'm Shaniqua, your high priestess here with your aura message of today. Whenever you're watching this, this is when you are going to get your aura here on this blessed healing channel. And I hope you will like this and please subscribe to this lovely healing channel for healing information. And this is now time for you to focus in on what I have here so you can get a nice aura message from some angel ancestors. Like we have some ancient ancestors here in this deck. Here is a crown chakra stone, which is like amethyst color. Then we have a red stone, which is like, this is representing the crown chakra. And then we have a third stone that's representing the throat chakra, which is like a blue lapis lazuli kind of color. See? So you focus in on pile number one with the amethyst crown chakra. Pile number two with the red root. This is representing the root chakra. I meant to tell you, this is representing a root chakra with this red stone, if this attracts you, or if this throat chakra, blue lapis lazuli, attracts you as well. So you just go ahead and focus in on these three energies, and then I will begin with the first message here. Let's see what we got. And also, don't forget, it could be more than one message for you too. More than one stone attract you, then you go ahead. If that's what your gut feeling telling you all three is for you, then you listen. If your gut feeling saying two, then that's yours, or one, that's yours. So let's begin with our crown chakra. Number one, let's see what you have for your spiritual aura message. Crown chakra spirituality here. Let's see. Direction guardian, choose your path. That's what you're getting for your first card, to choose your path, pal number one. Angel guardian is here to tell you to choose your path. Number two card for you here is trader. Exchange energy to create abundance. So do exchanging of information and all that so you can attract your abundance. Be like a network. This is like networking with people. Be like, back in those days they called them traders, but today we call it networking. Network with people of your same let's say career path and get information so you can get to your abundance here. Then you have spring, see your seeds grow. Oh, okay, so you choose your path, you exchange your energy to get your abundance, and then you're going to watch, because you're planting the seeds to see them grow. So pile number one, you are choosing a path to your abundance and planting seeds so it can grow into the thing that you want. It may be a business. It may be something you're working on, nonprofit things that you want to put in your energy, and it's something you're passionate about. The Holy Spirit is telling you to choose your path and plant those seeds and you'll see them grow. So I hope you enjoy this pile number one. Y'all have a blessed one, and I'm going to pile number two now. Thank you. And pile number two, you have this root that has something to do with trust here. So let's see what we got here. Heart guardian, love and let yourself be loved. So see, this is like you need to trust, let your guard down, and love and let yourself be loved here. It's like the heart guardian is telling you, let yourself be loved. Open your heart to it. You have the protection guardian, drop your shield. See, this is what I was telling you. Drop your shields. Drop your shields down. This is what is going on here. Then you have shaman trust in higher forces. So all of this is about trust. It's about you trusting your instinct, trusting your higher divine father that he's going to protect you and your heart is open to be in love. Open your heart to love. And great teacher, learn from spiritual experiences here. So the great teacher is here to tell you to go ahead, learn from those experiences. Anything you went through that was bad, you don't have to put up a guard everywhere, but to let yourself be loved again. And you have the protection guardian telling you, you can drop your shield in this situation. So maybe someone questioning a situation they're in and knowing, oh, should I trust this person? Should I love this person? And the Holy Spirit's saying, yes, you can trust and you can learn from the past to be able to love again. So I hope you love it or like it, this message that you got. And it's a powerful one because it's about letting love in and really learning from your experience in the past, because it is a spiritual experience. It's a experience that will help you through your spiritual journey. And I thank you, Pal 2, for watching this healing information and on your aura here. And I hope you will click like, subscribe to this channel and get more of your aura messages here. Thank you, Pal 2. Now it's time for Pal 3 with the throat chakra here. You have throat chakra. Your first aura here is about trust and thrive. Stag. Don't be in a stag. Don't be in stuck. Trust and thrive. Move forward. Start moving forward with your energy. You have hermit, retreat and recharge. So this is about you meditating so you can recharge. You see, he is in meditation, mental. This is about your mental health. That's what I'm getting. Take care of your mental health. Meditate. Take your mind, body, soul care here. You have water guardian, connect with your emotions. So also connecting with your emotions. See, this is healing your mind, body, and soul. Connecting with your emotions so you can get to a higher spiritual state. So don't stay in one place. Trust and thrive. Go and thrive. Go. Rest, retreat, recharge, and start all over again. So the Holy Spirit is saying it is okay for you to take a break, to retreat and have to recharge. And that's why you have to embrace your emotions. If you know something's overwhelming, take that time to get back some energy. Don't use all your energy up. Recharge. And I hope you enjoy this aura for you. Pal number 3 with the throat chakra. Because see, what the throat chakra means, you need to speak your mind. And that's what I'm saying. This is something about moving forward, speak your mind. It's okay to say no to people. This is what this is about here. Say a no to someone or people who are overwhelming you, and trust and thrive and take that meditation break. It's okay to take a break from things. And with that, I hope you enjoy the spiritual healing message for you. Have a blessed one. And I hope you click like and subscribe. And hope to see you again next time. Bye.